This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Officials along the Georgia coast are preparing to greet some very important guests. The Group of Eight will hold its annual economic summit in Georgia in June. Planners are trying to account for everything from potential terrorism to bad weather. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The Cloister at Sea Island has hosted some high-profile guests in the last 75 years. The first President Bush laid out at this swimming pool. So did Presidents Carter, Eisenhower, and Coolidge. Even Margaret Thatcher has sampled the Cloister's famous gold brick sundaes and fried lobster. Before leaving, each dignitary planted a live oak on the hotel's south lawn. A couple of months from now, there may be 8 more oak trees in the garden.
This is 100 years worth of publicity. Calvin Coolidge visited in 1928, and we're still talking about that. So imagine what, you know, having these world leaders will be.
Bill Jones III is chairman and CEO of the Sea Island Company. For a few days in June, he'll play host to the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Canada, Russia, the UK, and the United States.
We haven't been privy to any special information about how they plan to secure the area.
He says hospitality is his concern. Nearly everything else is on a need-to-know basis. And for the most part, Jones doesn't need to know.
I don't know what the menus are for the event, and I'm not sure that our chef knows what the menus are at this point.
Housing is another mystery. Rooms at the Cloister have been upgraded so that every dignitary can sleep in comparable opulence. But Jones doesn't know who will be where.
There's no reason for us to know where the leaders will be staying.
Security is important any time global leaders convene in one place. But the fact that this is the first G8 summit that the U.S. has hosted since 9/11 makes this meeting even more sensitive as a possible terrorist target. One advantage of Sea Island is that it's easy to secure. There's only one access road to the mainland. Water and airspace around the island will be restricted during the summit. The Secret Service is meeting with local officials tonight to brief them on plans. Jones says for 3 days in June, his resort may very well be the safest place in the world. Federal officials hope that the second safest place will be 75 miles north along the coast, in Savannah, Georgia. While the leaders meet at Sea Island, thousands of delegates from around the world will convene here in Savannah for meetings on global economics. This is also home base for the 3,000 media representatives who will cover the summit. And if history is any indication, G8 summit protesters will get as close to them as they can. That puts the protesters right at the doorstep of the Olympic Cafe, where Nick Pappas is the owner.
I plan to stay open because this is my business here. I have to support all the families that they work in the restaurant. And I expect the police and the government to do their job, you know.
Pappas and other River Street merchants are meeting with local officials on Monday to learn more about what they can expect during the summit. But one challenge is that no one really knows what to expect. At last year's summit, protesters in Switzerland caused millions of dollars in damage. 2 years ago in Canada, the G8 was entirely peaceful. Chamber of Commerce CEO Bill Hubbard says he's treating it like hurricane season.
So you plan as though that hurricane may come ashore, or as all those protesters may come to our community. You monitor the situation. If the protesters appear to be coming ashore, you kick up the plans, you move to higher elevation, you get ready. If the protesters don't come ashore, you kind of count your blessings and you move on with business as normal.
Coast Guard Commander Peter Trodson has been planning the security patrols. He says the challenge is to make the event safe while impacting people's lives as little as possible.
We're looking at the interests of the folks who use the waterways commercially, recreationally. We're looking at the security of the people who are participants in the summit, and we are actually looking at the security of the protesters themselves. So our major concern is that all of these events will go on, and they'll go on safely.
Privately, some business owners admit to stocking up on plywood and insurance in case protests get violent. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.